You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, head to Dog Pound Drive, the free Cleveland Browns fan pregame. Don't miss live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and more. It's all happening next to First Energy Stadium, starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. The next Dog Pound Drive pregame is before the Browns and Texans December the 16th. Pregame starts November the 16th, I'm sorry. Pregame starts 10 a.m. on the south side of First Energy Stadium with music from the Billy Morris Band. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. We're going to go to the phone lines now. 216-578-0850. I've already handed out our offensive grades, defensive grades still to come, as will the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. Drew in Erie, welcome to CBD.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just really excited for the game on Thursday. It's been a long time since we've been in this kind of position. I'm kind of just looking to get your guys' take. The running game, I think that's going to be the key on both sides of the ball, you know, running the ball and stopping the run. But do you feel that the running game is falling more on running backs right now or the offensive line?
That is actually one of our OBM hot topics today that we're going to get into, I believe. And at this point, it's a combination of things. We're trying to do our very best to replace probably the best player on this roster in Alex Mack, and we've struggled with it. You know, Greco struggled to get to center, you know, and fill in with McQuiston at guard. We feel like we have the full-time center in Nick McDonald and Greco back at his home position. But that continuity that they're trying to build is just not there yet. And I think also, too, which leads to some indecisiveness by our running backs. And you could see look at the difference between Alex Mack being in the game and then they're not. A cohesive unit and a non-cohesive unit and a group of running backs that had taken reads all through training camp and through 3 weeks of the 3.5 weeks of the season, and now that's been changed. So that's, again, where I kind of foresee it kind of progressively getting better, and compound on top of that is the defenses that we've been playing are going all out to stop the run. You know, Oakland was in what seemed like a 9-man box at times.
Yep.
You know, Gus Bradley's defense, as I said, they talk, and coaches do this, they harp all week. If we do this, we will win. And the teams that we've played in the last 3 weeks, 0-6, 0-6, 1-6, or 1-5, whatever it might have been, you know, they build belief in those players and they go out and they stop the run and they've been very successful with it. But again, a resilient team coached by Mike Pettine, you know, with Kyle Shanahan's innovation and the throwing of Brian Hoyer, we've manufactured those yards and first downs to win football games, and that is what matters.
That is what matters, and this is a good matchup for the Browns' ground game. Hopefully they can get back on track against the Bengals, coming in this game 30th in the NFL, giving up over 130 yards per game on the ground. And
almost 140, yeah.
4.8 yards per carry to running backs this season. That's third most in the NFL, so hopefully the Browns can get a little something going here on the ground and start to get a little continuity there to help set up that play action and hopefully help the offense get off to a quicker start than we have seen here in the last couple of weeks. Now, I think it's as much the line as it is the backs. I think it's a combination of both. I don't think you're getting a lot of north-south running out of your backs right now. Again, I think there's somebody here who could do that, neither here nor there. I'd like to see the offensive line just kind of start to establish their will, get into a rhythm. I think now you have 3 weeks together. Hopefully that will help, and hopefully you can get it done against this Bengals team. I'm telling you, you can run the football on the Bengals. Running backs having a lot of success against this team, about 112 yards per game on the ground at 4.8 yards per carry, which, again, I said is the third most in the NFL. So backs can have success, and hopefully the Browns will be able to do that. Let's go to James in North Carolina now. James, welcome to the show.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to say, man, we have great players. We have great players in every aspect. The offense, I give them a B. The defense, I give them an A. And special teams definitely gets an A for this week.
Yep.
But wow, like you guys were talking about yesterday, and Coach Pettine is doing a fabulous job, along with Coach Shanahan and Coach DeBoer. They are a dynamic fourth aspect of this great team, and I give them an A+. And they put most of this team together in one off season, and wow. I mean, we're going to have our bumps and bruises along the way. This is the NFL, but I only see this team getting better.
Yeah, I think they're getting better. I think that the Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer era is off to a very good start. Had an opportunity to sit down with Ray Farmer today for a video piece that will be on ClevelandBrowns.com. We'll have it on TV, and we'll also air some of the audio of it tomorrow on this show here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. It's been a good union. I think they see the world the same way, and I think it's helped to kind of have that cohesive, you know, vision for what you want from this team, balancing today with tomorrow. They've been able to do so effectively. They've been able to do so in a way that, you know, has really helped this team in terms of the construction. The youth that you have here, but also bringing in those veterans, helped change the culture. And this is a team learning how to win, building a lot of momentum. And I think it's exciting. I think it is a foundation-laying situation here where they're really building towards something special in the future.
It definitely is exciting. And what I get excited about is when you look at yourself, and we look at ourselves every day, you know, when we talk about the Cleveland Browns. But then also, too, you look around the league, and you look around the league, you know, year after year, you go back a few years, and you look at teams, and they talk about peaking. You know, they peaked too early. And there is nobody in this building, and if there is a fan out there, and that caller may be, you know, one of those guys that thinks, you know, that again, that we can only get better. It's we haven't peaked yet. You know, we're grinding,
we're building,
we're figuring out, we're building. As I said, we're manufacturing yards. We're filling holes on the offensive line and defensive line, and we're just climbing that tough mountain to get to that peak. You know, and the great thing about it is we're 5-3 and we're grinding and we're fighting. At one point when you get really good, things start to come easy. One, not all facets hit at the same time, but the run game will again get, you know, it'll let off and it'll go again. And Brian Hoyer, his accuracy will continue to fine tune. The defense will be able to pressure consistently. The DBs will then, you know, not give up games, you know, to oversized receivers. Every facet at one point or another will start to peak. And at this point, you can't say there's one group or another that is peaking. And that, to me, is what leaves so much optimism in the next 8 games for this football season.
Well, yeah, I think if any part of the team is peaking, it would be that the back end of the defense, I think, is playing at the highest level consistently of any group on this team. And fortunately, I think in today's NFL, that's the key. I think you need to have a great back end because it just allows you to do so much. And the Browns have shown teams can run on them, but the runs aren't going to make them pay. At least they haven't yet. It's when you can stop people from throwing the football effectively on you, generate turnovers in the back end, you can stop teams. And I think the Browns are going to do that against Andy Dalton. Already 6 interceptions on this season. We know Joe Hayden plays A.J. Green as well as anybody in the NFL. But as far as the game peaking and the team peaking, we haven't seen that. Matt, I want to ask you about how important is it that the Browns have already – they're learning how to win. They're showing that. But that win over Pittsburgh and kind of the exercising of that demon with what Ben Roethlisberger had been able to do against this team, how important is that, knowing that you did something that hadn't been done in so long in a way that hadn't been done in forever emphatically? Does that play into saying, okay, we have a 17-game road losing streak in the AFC North, but you know what? Ben Roethlisberger had owned us. We whooped him. These are just numbers. This is the past. It's not the same old Browns.
You're absolutely right, and I think that's the mentality that they get from Coach Pettine. It's out of our control. What we can control is the now. What we can control is our preparation for this game, the rest for this game to have us primed to play our best football. And I really do think this is our opportunity, not having played the Cincinnati Bengals up to this point, to go 1-0 versus Cincinnati Bengals in this season. And I think that, you know, if you talk to Ray Farmer and Jimmy Haslam and Alex Shiner and Coach Mike Pettine, it's like they're starting at 0. So their record against the Steelers is 1-1.
Yep.
You know, their record against the Baltimore Ravens at this point is 0-1, but they'll get an opportunity to go to 500. This is their opportunity to go 1-0 against the Cincinnati Bengals. Everything else in the past may mentally control some of the players in the locker room, but they've done their very best to contort that with success now and moving forward, so they don't focus on the negative. And I do believe, as we said time after time, how do they deal with success? Well, this team is dealing with success, regardless of who is on their roster or what someone might say about the record of the teams that they're playing. They're winning football games that teams of past would have lost. That in itself gives you optimism and support the fact that this team is heading in the right direction.
Yep, and the Browns, the only time Brian Hoyer started quarterback for the Browns against the Bengals, beat them last year. Let's go to Pumpkinhead joining us now on CBD. What's up, Pumpkinhead?
Nathan, Matt, what's up, guys?
Not good, brother.
How are you?
How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to, you guys were talking about peaking. I'll tell you something that hasn't peaked yet. It's the dog pound. That home field advantage just gets stronger and stronger every week. And I just want to invite everybody to join us out in Cincinnati We're leaving bright and early Thursday morning. We're bringing the dog pound to the Queen City, and we're going to bring them down, coming home with the winner.
I love that, Pumpkin, and you're right. Get down there, get loud. I think that there is an opportunity for the Browns to really travel well here in this game on the short week. I know a lot of people are coming down from Cleveland. The kid will be in attendance down there in Cincinnati. So everybody get down there, join Pumpkinhead, be loud, and help this team because they feed off that energy. I know from that game in Nashville when there were so many Browns fans that it impacted this team. They noticed it. They felt it. They saw it. And if we can get that in Cincinnati, I think it will help this team, you know, on a short week, get that little extra boost that they're going to need to take down the Bengals.
You're right. That's this team, you know, living for this city. You know, you talk about LeBron and what in that Nike commercial, and I think Dante has those same thoughts. He might not have the same platform that LeBron has, but that is truly what you talk about. All the post-game interviews, everybody always says, the fans, the dog pound, we did it for them. I love that, and there is nothing more surprising, and believe me, it wasn't so much quite like this, but in San Diego, in my time with the Chargers, Every road team would always make their one trip that they made, you know, with the love of their life, their football team, to San Diego because it's warm, it's beautiful, it's sunny, it's not, you know, it's never cold. And so it was frustrating, you know, when they would make a play and in your own stadium, they're, you know, overshadowing your home fans. So this is our best opportunity to do that. Again, 4-hour drive right down 71, smack dab down into Cincinnati, that the Cleveland Browns and the Dog Pound can be barking loud for their football team with an opportunity to get to first place in the division.
That's right. It is the battle for Ohio. Let's get our guy in New Jersey, Chevy. What's going on, brother?
Guys, and while you're down there, go to Vine Street. They got some great restaurants.
Vine Street. Okay, we'll put that on the calendar. I like that.
Okay, this is the key to the game in my eyes. It's the key to the whole Browns season. Right now, they've been getting gashed a little bit, especially early. That front seven has to have a sense of continuity. They have to move as one unit because, you know, Cincinnati likes to run reverses, screens. And if the offensive line starts holding, they got to break loose and get the ball carrier. And if they pressure the red rifle, he'll turn into the red pumpkin.
There's no question. I think you can pressure Andy Dalton. You can get picks. He threw two to Joe Hayden last time in Cincinnati, and one of those was returned for a touchdown. What, if you ask me what concerns me in this game, it certainly is, you know, Jeremy Hill coming off that game, over 150 yards rushing, his ability to kind of run the football and impose his will. I don't want to see that happen to the Browns, and I think the call, Chevy's right. The first half run D has not been great. Now, it's stiffened up in both games the last 2 weeks. You know, it started off, Darren McFadden had a couple big runs early, then they shut it down. Against Tampa, they had, Bobby Rainey was running wild early, and I think they had 7 yards rushing in the second half total. So they did a great job shutting it down. We just need that for two halves. Make them one-dimensional. I think Hayden can handle, obviously, A.J. Green, or he seems to, as well as anybody. Buster will get Mohamed Sanu, who is still 6'2", but is not 6'5", 6'6", Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson. I think it's a better matchup for the Browns this week, but they've got to be able to stop the run.
And I also, too, like the one matchup that I look to see is the Carlos Dansby and Jermaine Grisham. You know, that inside, you know, tight end presence is always a threat. And I think if, in fact...
Come on, man. The guy's averaging 7.5 yards a catch.
Okay, but if, in fact, Buster Screen is handling Mohamed Sanu and Joe Hayden does handle A.J. Green on the other side, they're going to look to, you know, what's my go-to? Again, that's their way to dink and dunk down the football field with the run on, with Hill on the ground and Grisham converting third downs. And if that's something we make a point of emphasis, we'll be very successful.
No question about it. Make them one-dimensional. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. And then at 2 o'clock, Ross Tucker will be joining us from SiriusXM NFL Radio. It's all coming up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.